One of the things on social media that got everybody crazy last week was this face app.
That was so much fun to watch, watching all the photos coming out of Instagram.
Yeah, that was fun until you realized that your phone was hacked if you used it. But yeah.
Well, it was also fun until you realized how ugly you were going to be when you're, you know, old. I mean, mine was the worst.
Speak for yourself. Mine wasn't so bad.
No, you looked pretty good,
Ben. If I could assess each of y'all's photos, you looked a little bit like Ed Asner. I'll admit that, Greg.
I mean, I looked. Nobody knows who that is.
He's the voice from Up, the old man animated film Up.
I just looked horrible. Dr. Bay, what can I start doing now to prevent me from looking like that?
Well, so that was one of the things I was noticing. I noticed the first time I saw this Facebook face app challenge was on y'all's page on the mornings on 99.7. And one of the things I thought, like, Shan looked like a really foxy cougar.
Oh, no, yeah, she looked good.
She looked like
Caitlyn Jenner.
And Benny, you looked like a lord in the British Parliament or something. You looked very, very sophisticated.
He looked like a zaddy.
And I looked like a zaddy. Troll. I looked like I came a hobbit or something.
Well, the thing that I thought was interesting about it is that when I was looking at everybody on Instagram, everybody I thought looked really, really good. And like the app is amazing how it can add wrinkles in the right places and like the bags under the eyes. But there was one thing I kept looking at. It's like, okay, these people look, a lot of these people look gorgeous and look great as older people, but I felt like there was something missing, and it finally dawned on me, one of the things that the app didn't kind of take into account, I'm not really complaining about the app, it is a pretty amazing what they were able to do, but one of the things that I noticed they didn't take into account with age is weight gain. And that's the thing, is that so a lot of these people looked really good as older people,
because they keep you the same
exactly. You stay the same way, like on the inside. So, like that's the thing you have to keep in mind is as you get older, you're going to get more fullness in your face and a thicker neck, big pot belly. So,
why don't we just all just go jump off the Golden Gate Bridge? My God, Dr. Bay. I better not get any of those things.
But that's the point, is why I can slow down the aging process a little bit with like fixing your wrinkles and things like that. You actually have the ability to like watch what you eat and exercise, and so you actually have some control of that. So you can look like that photo.
Can
that
you make
you
me
like.
Look like this? This is the young photo.
This is the young photo. I saw
can
that
you
too.
Make me
oh yeah, the
like
young
that.
Filter that Greg. You look great with the young filter on.
Thank you.
This is amazing how seamless that app is.
So can
it's
you
ugly.
Make me look like that if I come in?
We'll have to do a lot of laser resurfacing. Oh. Just scrub it. Scrub
and can
it
you give me hair?
That's something that you can definitely do.
You don't do that, though,
I don't
right?
do
you
that. But do no, that's the thing. Is you can do the hair. You can do the weight loss. You can do the... I'm not specifically about you. But
I can do the weight loss.
What's the laser resurfacing that you're talking about?
So laser resurfacing, basically, you're just taking off that top layer of epidermis and the very upper parts of the dermis, and that helps get rid of those etched-in lines in the face.
Oh, I need
and
that.
And it can help resurface the face. You can also do it with a deep chemical peel, not the type your esthetician would do, a little deeper than that. But the only downside with the resurfacing is it looks like you've had a chemical burn, and so you have to recuperate for a couple weeks while your skin regrows and reheals. But the laser resurfacing and the chemical peel, it really is the only thing to help get rid of those lines permanently.
Okay.
But it works.
I know we got to run, but before we go, give us the number one, not going to the doctor, whatever, thing that we can do to take care of ourselves so we sort of stop the aging process, or not stop it, but slow it down on our own.
Right. So skincare. Skincare is the first thing. And that's what obviously a lot of people are noticing about themselves. So sunscreen. And if you're wearing makeup, makeup with SPF. Sunscreen is great. It doesn't mean a particular brand, but at least a 30, SPF of 30
yeah,
greater.
Yeah, it's surprising how many people do not apply daily sunscreen to their face.
And I think most
people... I do
people,
every single morning.
And most bad, people... And that's a really good point, is that most people think, oh, I'm not going to the beach today. I'm not going right. out to do something like that recreationally, so I don't need to put sunscreen in. That's the whole point, is no, you're in the car, mm-hmm. you're getting that passive sun exposure all day, every day on your way to work and when you're going home. So that's why you have to really use an SPF of 30 or more every single day. And that's really the simplest thing you can do.
How do I know, like, a good moisturizer, though? How do you pick the right one?
Okay, that's a good question. And what I always tell people, regardless of what skincare line you're using, whether it's Obagi or something else, that they all kind of have the same products. They all have the moisturizers. They all have the toners. They all have the antioxidant cream. creams. You just need to get the product that you don't break out with. That's the one. Mm. The one that your skin does not have a problem with. You can use any product. There, I don't really believe one is so much better than the other. They all have the same kind of products and the same ingredients or similar ingredients. It's just the one that you don't have a breakout with or a rash with.
And what about from the inside out? I'm a believer, like, lots of water, like, starting from the inside out. I feel like some of the people that have the most beautiful skin, I ask them, and they're like, literally, I just drink so much water every day, and it starts from the inside out. I mean, is there something to that as well?
There's no question. Yeah. Hydration is important. No question at all. I mean, I know when I go to other environments, like to Vegas or something, it's really dry. I can see the wrinkles under my eyes. So, yeah, the hydration, being in a humid environment, definitely helps your skin
quality.
Benny
just wants to know, does Jameson help tickle you?
Yeah.
Would that preserve
your body? Does it just balance out if I have all Jameson this day and then all water the next day?
And wearing sunscreen all the time. You'll be fine.
There it is.
That's what he wanted to know.
All right, Dr. Bay, thank you for coming by. Let's plug the socials one more time. What is the social?
Real Dr. Bay, RealDrBae on Instagram and realdrbae.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming.